Officials say Florida's 2018 midterm election was held without any reported intrusions by hackers, a 180-degree turn from the 2016 general election when voting systems in all 50 states were targeted by Russia. Virginia's Mark Werner, a member of the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee, appeared on PBS's Frontline last fall.
Clearly, the ability to hack into voting systems and manipulate data is a cyber technique that clearly the Russians and others have perfected. We have gotten better, but as we get better, this is not a constant state. The adversaries get better.
Voter databases in two Florida counties were accessed by Russian hackers before the 2016 vote, according to Governor Ron DeSantis. Speaking last year, he said the hackers did not manipulate data and the election results were not compromised.
The two counties at issue here, the FBI was working with them in 2016. They just asked me not to name the two counties for whatever reason, so I'm respecting that. But this was something that the counties knew about prior to the 2016 election.
The first thing we did in the seminar was we talked a little bit about the threats that are out there, and we set a stage so people understand kind of what they're up against, right? Who wants to hack the vote, for example?
Guy Garrett, the UWF Cybersecurity Center's assistant director, conducted the session with the Escambia County Elections Office. They covered a number of areas in the attempt to demystify the world of hacktivists.
Hacktivists are people who have a cause, and there are people who will try to influence an election that way. And that's been going on for years and years and years. I mean, going back to the old stuffing the ballot box. And sometimes you just have people out there that are just creating mischief for the fun of it. So you have a number of types of actors that are out there, and we tried to give them a picture of what that looked like.
Other topics included how to report suspicious activity and building a cybersecurity culture, in which all staff members understand their roles in minimizing vulnerabilities. Garrett says there's not a lot of money to be had in election hacking per se, but
nation states that might want to interfere with the election could hire those people to do that kind of work. So sometimes you see this cross traffic between a nation state actor and a cyber criminal organization. These are the kinds of things we wanted them to know about up front, so they had an idea of who they're up against and why.
In 2018, the training by UWF involved just Supervisor David Stafford, lower level supervisors, and IT staff. For the 2020 course, Stafford asked the center to include everyone.
We collaborated with them. They got our input on the design, and I think what they ultimately delivered was spot on, because if the goal was to engage everybody from top to bottom, I think it certainly did that. We've had a great relationship with the center, and they do really good work, and we were very pleased with their effort this last time.
It's good to be prepared for any cyber threat looming over the election, says Stafford, both now and into the future.
Whether it's from foreign actors or from just your more common criminals, the old adage, you're only as strong as your weakest link. It just takes one person in your organization clicking on an email link or an attachment that they shouldn't and offloading some ransomware or malware onto your system.
And Stafford is quick to add that the battle for honest elections extends beyond the Ethernet.
We've invested a lot of time and money and effort into doing physical upgrades, hardening of our systems, putting procedures and other things in place to try to do what we can to prevent something like that happening on the front end.
For the upcoming elections, the UWF Cybersecurity Center's work is done. Assistant Director Guy Garrett says the vote will be monitored by county elections officials, the Secretary of State's office, and the Department of Homeland Security.
We will be watching what's going on so we can update our training and make sure that as we see what was done well, we can reinforce that. And if we see a new gap that comes along, we'll certainly develop some training around that and try to get that out to people as quickly as possible.
According to Vanity Fair magazine, hackers are at work to disrupt the 2020 election. Reports are that the presidential campaigns have been targeted, and online voting, an alternative during the COVID-19 pandemic, may also be a sitting duck. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.